Blog Talk Radio.
Incorporated. Welcome to the last broadcast. Absolutely. It's New Year's Eve, right? The last broadcast of 2013. In some parts of the world, it's 7 p.m. Here right now. So I believe, unless I'm extremely wrong, in some parts of the world, it's already 2014, right? Here on the East Coast, U.S. We still have a few more hours. This broadcast, Lord willing, will go from now until 2 hours from now, 9 p.m. So we still have a little time to, get dressed and still, you still have something in the oven or something like that, to do other things in preparation for the new year. So welcome. I'm glad to be here. It's been a long day. But nevertheless, a blessed day, right? We complain about how, when we step outside the door in the morning and we encounter all the things in the world, sometimes it's just trying to get from your house to the front door where you work that sometimes you encounter so much. And then we have the world hitting us throughout for a lot of us, from the morning time until the evening. For a lot of us, we leave out when it's dark and we come home when it's dark. And we're so busy throughout the day, sometimes we don't even get out to see the sun, so to speak. And all of that, we're still blessed. We're still blessed to be able to complain, I guess, if you are able to complain about something, consider yourself blessed, because there would be a lot of people who would love to be able to be in your shoes just to have something to complain about. If you're in a relationship and you're complaining, well, you're blessed, because a lot of people would love to even just be in a relationship to be able to sort things out. A lot of people would give up their loneliness and being alone. I don't want to say necessarily for the sake of arguments, but just to be able to you know, be in a relationship with someone that they love, that loves them, even if that comes along with what all relationships have, and that's just, you know, little spits and spats in here and there. And that is in our family life, you know, that's in marital life, that's, you know, as we're Christian singles and we're dating, and sometimes it's even at work. For those of you who have worked in hostile environments, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, we don't want to wait until the end of the year to chalk it all up to know this. We want to know this going into the new year, you know, as for those of us who came into 2013, and we're still here. We have already, wherever you are in the part of the world, you're already in 2014. And for those of us maybe a couple hours from now or an hour or two from now, you will be in 2014, Lord willing. Be thankful. Be thankful for sure. We just want to take a moment to just express the heart for those who have lost loved ones this year, who may not be dealing with it the best way they can. They're still going through grief and they don't have the answers of how to get over their grief. They don't have the answers as far as who to turn to ease their restlessness. And for a lot, their nightmares and their sleepless nights over tragedies that have happened throughout this year with loved ones, those close to them, whether it's biological family, whether it's friends. So we just want to give heart to those right now. If you are listening live right now by the broadcast, whether it's by your cell phone or internet, and you know someone that you have lost, you know someone that's close to you and they lost someone, we just ask that we just pray for the people that are about to go into the new year with burden of no longer having a friend or a family member or a wife or husband or someone close to them on this earth. So we just want to mention that. And of course, this is one of the many reasons that I want to bring out tonight of why I love Jesus and why you should love Jesus is because one of the reasons is because the Bible says one day he will wipe our tears away and there will be no more tears, no more crying, no more sadness. Amen. Hallelujah. There will be nothing for us to frown about ever again. It will just be totally bliss and happiness and love. Yeah, so we just want to encourage our brothers and sisters right now who are just experiencing grief. They may be under the weather right now. You know, we just want to encourage them to just look ahead. Look ahead to the reason why we strive to live as light. The reason why we strive to live according to the Word of God, to His holiness, the reason why we strive to live to bring Him glory through our lives, the reason why we strive to love each other. The Bible says we will know each other by our love. The reason why we strive and we keep on striving, and we say it's a hard strive, but it's worth the strive. The strive is worth it. It's worth it. Because in the end, it's the rewards it's the crowns that we can lay at the feet of Jesus. In the end, it's eternal life with no more sin, death, or hell, or no more grave. And in the end, it's eternal life equally yoked with Him and our brothers and sisters in Christ forever. The striving right now is worth it, even though it's hard. It's worth it. And that's right there, right there. That's just a couple more reasons we're gonna, you know, we're just gonna tag, we're gonna tag up on the wall, why we love Jesus, why I love Jesus. Amen. This radio broadcast is being sponsored by Equally Healthy Christ Incorporated, the Christian nonprofit. At the core of our ministry, obviously, we teach and preach Jesus. At the core of our ministry is biblical education. We teach and preach as the Lord gives us, gives me strength, and whomever else that may want to come onto the broadcast. We teach and we speak about and we preach about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you don't know that, then you can go back and listen to, we have over 150 archived broadcasts online. And you can just pick through them. Not just about relationships, but about the Holy Trinity, about the three gods that we recognize that we serve, who own us. Yes, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For those of us who are Christians, we have heart for those that we call our brothers and sisters in this world, but they are not saved. And you know, in the end, we ain't all fam. In the end, we may be all fam right now, but when the books open, when the books of life, when the book of life opens, we ain't all going to be family. You know, and Christ is going to make that certain. You know, so we want to, you know, just give it up. Another reason why we love the Lord Jesus is that He saves. You know, we look at our own lives, those of us who are Christian, and we just, you know, there's not enough honor and praise and glory that we can give Him. There's not enough worship that we can give Him. We could worship till we fall down, and He picks us up and carries us to heaven. We can praise until we fall down, and He picks us up and carries us to heaven. We can pray until we fall down, and He picks us up, and He carries. There's not enough praying and worshiping and praising that we can do to give Christ Jesus, the Father and the Holy Spirit, the glory that they deserve, the thanks that our gods deserve, because they are the greatest. There is no other God like them. They are the greatest of all gods. And I'm saying with a little g, whatever gods that people may recognize throughout history, since Adam and Eve up until now, there is only one true three in one, and that's the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we want to pray for those, our biological family, our brothers and sisters, those who are our friends, and we call them brothers and sisters, but they have yet to taste the blood of salvation. We want to pray for them going into the new year of 2014. A lot of praying that needs to go on, but not just at the end of the year, but throughout the year. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus so much is that, you know, I have the opportunity to pray. You know, one of the reasons why you should love Jesus so much is that you are of sound mind. You know, you could be out of your mind, whereas though you couldn't even pray. You couldn't even think about what it is that you want to say in your own mind and then lift that up to heaven, because you could be out of your mind. You know, we think about so many people in mental institutions that have mental health and disorders, and their mind is not sound. You know, we need to pray for them, but we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. You know, you look at yourself and you say, you know, my mind is sound. You know, I have good health. You know, I can think in clarity. I can go before the Lord, as the Bible says, with boldness before the throne, as me being His child. And with the Spirit that I ask to usher me, to move me up before the throne. And sometimes, you know, even though I am of sound mind, sometimes I don't know what to say in prayer. So I want to ask the Holy Spirit to help. You know, a couple other things to be just thankful for. We're just thankful for just being a child of God, and these are a couple more reasons why, you know, for those of us who are Christian, it's pretty much obvious. You know, these are these reasons that I've mentioned so far of why we love Jesus. But tonight's broadcast is just not for me to sit up here and talk for 2 hours. You know, I would like for our listeners, for those of you who are out there on internet land and listening, maybe in your car as you're driving, or we don't want you to get on your cell phone while you're driving. We don't want you to have any accidents. We want you to see the new year. But if you can call in, excuse me, here's the number. It is 949-272-9514. Again, that is 979-272-9514. And we are here tonight, a special broadcast, special New Year's Eve. I don't think we've ever done a New Year's Eve broadcast before. Why I Love Jesus 2014. Yes, Why I Love Jesus. Why I Love Jesus. Do we have to, you know, normally I'll bring an addressment to the title of our broadcast, to the subject, but I mean, do we really need to say anything? Do we really need an addressment? I mean, we can put one, but, you know, do we really need one? Why I Love Jesus. It speaks for itself. The title speaks for itself. Do I really need to put together some type of theological dissertation, so to speak, to get my point across about tonight's title, tonight's broadcast, Why I Love Jesus, 2014. Amen. Once again, if you want to call in, the number is 949-272-9514. And please do. Let's hear your testimony of why you love Jesus. I know, you know, if you've gotten to the point where you are listening to this broadcast, you're coming to this broadcast, you've gotten into the last day, until the eve of the new year, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind of why. You can't think of a reason. All right? There, if you gotten to this point, okay, the New Year's Eve before the broadcast, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be able to come up with one. And I know with 10, with 20, with 30 reasons of why you love Jesus, just for the simple fact that we're here tonight and we are having this broadcast. This broadcast is a tribute to our Lord and Savior. We want to just lift him up and build him up tonight. So we encourage you with thanks and our love for all that he has done in our life, for all that he does day by day, month by month, minute by minute, hour by hour, second by second. Is there anything less than a second? Okay, is there anything less than that? You know, we want to thank him for the air that has been passing through our lungs and we're still breathing. Amen. From the time of the womb, some of us may be in our very, very late senior years. You may be listening to this broadcast right now, and I know you got to be thankful. Amen. You know, for those of us who are young, we tend to have a lot of pride when we are young, and we don't, you know, praise God and thank him as we should. But now is the time, you know, for those who are young, for those who are in their senior years, and all in between. If you are listening to tonight's broadcast, help us honor the Lord. Help us give thanks to him and love to him of all the reasons that we can think of why we love Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The number again, here we go. If you want to call in, it's 949 to give your testimony. 949-272-9514. 9-4-9-2-7-2-1-4. Again, that is 949-272-9514. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus is that because right now, you know, you think about, you know, years ago when you were out in the world, you know, what would you be doing right now? You'd probably be somewhere sinning. You know, you'd probably be in a club, you know, halfway tore over, you know, drunk and stumbling out the door and doing your business out in the street, you know. And then, you know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus is because I don't do that anymore. You know, you could be, you know, years ago, you could have been right now bringing in the New Year's with someone who you were living with, but you were not married and you were shacking, you know. And that was your way of celebrating the New Year with God. But right now you say, thank God, Jesus, one of the many reasons, the endless reasons of why I love you is because I don't do that no more. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus, why we should love Jesus, is because we can look back in our life and we can see that we can see the righteousness that has been adding to our life, not our righteousness, but his. We can see him chiseling us and we can see his righteousness growing in our life, and we can see his holiness growing in our life, and we can see his purity growing in our life, and we can see his wisdom growing in our life. And when we look at our life now, we say, you know, I've grown so much. And you can't end that sentence without saying, because of Jesus Christ. You just can't end the sentence. You have to give him, if you look back at the things that you used, you know, a lot of us have big time attitudes, you know. You know, how many people you know nowadays that says, well, you know, if you're caught into a situation today, and whatever that situation, it may be you're in a long line in the supermarket or a long line at the bank, you know, and people are fiddling around in front of you, you know, and they just seem like they just want to just be irritating everybody, you know, in front of you in the crowd, you know. And you say, I don't have time for this, and you start tapping your feet. But if you think about it, that's about all you do. What you used to do was a whole lot more. You know, used to blow up and sometimes get physical into fights and you want to wrestle people down and well, you don't do that no more. And that's one, you know, that's for a lot of us, that's another big reason of why we love Jesus so much today, is that he has turned our attitudes, he has turned our behavior. You know, he hasn't given up on us. That's another reason why I love Jesus. He doesn't give up on me. And he's not going to give up on you, you know. You see your attitude changing. You see your behavior changing more and more. You know, it may take towards the end of the year for you to look back and see it. You know, it may take for the end of the year for you to look back a couple years and see it. But you can look back, and you see the growth. You see your growth in Christ Jesus. Another reason why I love him so much, you know, because no other man can change our attitudes, can change our disposition, can change us inside out. No other man can do that except for a man who is also God, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. No other God can do that but the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. No other God can do that. Amen. And you know, we look around the world today and we see that there's so much turmoil and there's so much hate, you know. And we look at ourselves and we say, well, you know, I want to do something about that. You know, you say to yourself, well, you know, hey, I want to start being a light, salt and light to the world. You know, but you didn't say that now. You said that years ago. Amen. You said that years ago when you started, you know, letting Christ work on your heart Amen. When you started letting Jesus Christ work on your heart. And he's been working on it. He's been working on it. And now you look back and at yourself then, and you look at yourself now, and you see that you are contributing to what? To love. You are contributing to love. Another reason why we should love Jesus so much, the reason why I love him so much, because he keeps working on us. He's the author of love, and he keeps working on us. And if you are truly his, if you are truly his, then you cannot deny this. It's a power. It's a power. It's the Holy Spirit power. It's if you are truly a child of God, no matter how much you may even, you know, your flesh rises up and you know, you may get a little heated every now and then. But overall, you know, as month to month goes by, as year to year goes by, you know, you see that it's the power of God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that is working in your life. And of course, you have accepted Jesus, so you accept the power that is working within you. And over time, you see yourself contributing to humanity in what type of way? In love, in biblical love, in godly love. I'm talking about being salt and light. And that's another reason why I love Jesus so much, is that he conforms us and he transforms us and he regenerates us into what we was, what we were, into what we're going to be and what we are now and we're still going to be, and it's still not over. You know, and to be a Christian and look back at your life, and not see that, I don't see how you couldn't see. If you are truly his and you are truly striving to walk according to his ways. Amen. You are listening to the EYIC Radio Network. I'm your host, Darren Chapman, and I'm thankful for those of you who are listening tonight online. You may be on your way out a couple hours from now, maybe to church or to a family member's home, and decided to share a little time with us, 2 hours, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the EYIC Radio Network. And we are sponsored by Equal Yoke to Christ Incorporated, the Christian nonprofit. And most of you may know of our ministry page, our community page on Facebook, that promotes ministry. We're talking about Christian ministry. It's called Love at the Root. And if you're not familiar with it, please go on over and like us and get to know us. And we are even seeking volunteers to help us grow this community page that just brings out the education, the biblical education that we put on the page through our radio broadcasts weekly, and through the comments and the posting that we put on that community page regarding Christian relationships. It's all about giving glory to God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It's about biblical education in our lives. As Christians, it's about love at the root. And if you have been struggling with love at the root, if you've been struggling spiritually with your Christian relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, you may not feel as though right now that you're hearing from your gods. And I say God because I'm addressing all three, even though they're one and three and three and one. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus so much is that as long as I keep coming to him, he's going to keep coming to me. And even though there may be times where I say to myself, you know, I can't hear him. I can't hear my voice. I can't hear his voice. You know, I can't hear him talking to me. You know, I know that if I stick in his face, and I say this a lot, you know, and I don't mean to sound blatant, but if I stay in his face, you know, if I stay before the throne in prayer, you know, if I keep working in the ministry I believe that he's given me, if I stay close, kingdom living and his word and how I should live my life and my relationships, if I just do the things that the Bible wants me to do, that he tells me to do in his word, as long as I just don't turn from him, and I just keep doing the things that he instructs me to do through his word, through revelation, direct revelation that he gives me, then no one else in the world hears but me. If I just stay before him, and I have faith and I have trust that one day he will speak, he will answer to me, it is worth the wait. It is truly worth the wait. One of the reasons why I love Jesus Christ so much is that he is truly worth the wait. You know, we talk about Christian relationships and you know, being engaged and waiting for our mate to get married, and we say it's worth the wait. Don't compromise your relationship. Don't compromise yourself. It's worth the wait. Well, it's even more worth the wait in waiting for Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's even more worth the wait for waiting for the Holy Spirit and waiting for the Father, for when they speak to you in their time. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus is because he sent the counselor for those of us who are saved, for those of us who have, like myself, amen, I know my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know that I'm a born again child of God. I know I have been saved by the blood of Jesus, no man, no other measure. You know, I know that the Holy Spirit who lives within me is my deposit, my eternal guaranteed deposit for eternal life with Christ, eternal salvation, starting at the time, the very second that I became saved. One of the reasons why I love Jesus is that he just didn't leave me when he went to the throne. You see, he sent the Holy Spirit down. He sent the Holy Spirit down here to live in me and in you too, if you are a woman of God or a man of God, a child of God. He does not ever leave us. And to know that he never leaves us, know that we should always be ready to hear him speak, because he's always with us. So if you're going into this new year and you're saying to yourself, you know, what can I do? What can I do with my life to where I can hear Jesus more? I love him and I want him to talk to me more. I want him, you know, to speak to me more about what I should do, you know, in whatever area of my life, you know. Well, you know, faith is as small as a mustard seed, you know, and one of the things that we can do is just trust and know. Just trust and know that he is there. He is there with you right now, and he will always be with you. So knowing that should give us, it should build us up. It does build us up, and it reinforces and our love for Christ, and knowing that he's there. He's here right now with me. And all I have to do is just wait. Just wait. You see, it would be one thing if I was waiting and I knew that he would never answer. See, it would be one thing that if I was waiting on some other type of guy that wasn't even real to answer. But see, for those of us who are born again in Christ Jesus, we are waiting on the God who is not only here with us as we breathe and he's keeping us alive, he's keeping the breath flowing through us. Amen. From day to day to day to day. Not only until the time that he speaks, but Lord willing, according to his will, a whole lot longer as we pray for long life in Jesus Christ here on this earth. so we can do his will, not ours. One of the reasons why I love Jesus is that it's all about his will. It's all about his work. It's all about his time. There's no play time. It's all about his time. You want to talk money? It's all about his money. The Bible says he owns all the gold and the silver. All the silver and the gold is his. You know? It's all about his plan, not our plan. It's all about him. Thank God. Thank God it's all about Jesus and not about us. Because if it was really all about us, how far could man have gotten to this point? I think we would have probably did each other in a long time ago. One of the reasons why I love Jesus is because he's so many things to me. And I pray that he's so many things to you. Time out to mention some of those things now. And once again, if you're listening, if you're just coming into the broadcast, you're listening live to the EYC Radio Network, and we're doing a special New Year's Eve broadcast tonight. Why I love Jesus. Amen. Why I love Jesus 2014. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus is because he's my Adonai. Yes, he's my Lord, he's my master, and that's the name. That's his name, Adonai. It means Lord and master. It is the name of God used for Yahweh, our Father in heaven. Amen. Amen. He is our Adonai. He is my Elohim, and you may know that one too. He is the mighty one, you know. There are times in this world where you know, if we think back and read about David, you know, we look at ourselves, and there's times in this world where we seem like, you know, it's just our enemies are all around us. You know, sometimes our enemies could be in our same household, you know, our family, our biological family. You know, our enemies, you know, maybe we may look at our enemies as being our neighbors or even those where we work or, you know, and sometimes we look at our Christian brothers and sisters that way. Sometimes they treat us so coldly that they seem like an enemy, more so than one who is to be recognized by love and who is supposed to live love and give love and expound on love. And teach love, and live love, love at the root. Jesus Christ, amen, Elohim, the mighty one, the mighty one. This name is a plural term for God, usually speaking of either his majesty or his plenitude. Amen, amen. And if we want to give some scripture reference here for our Lord and Savior, for his name Adonai, our Lord and Master, we can go over to Exodus 4 and Joshua 7 to recognize his name in Scripture as Elohim, the Mighty One. There's a couple places we can go, Genesis 1 and chapter 3 and chapter 31, Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 6. We can also go over to Psalms chapter 5, chapter 86, and chapter 100. El Elyon. Oh, yeah. A lot of you know this one because, you know, folks on Facebook, I see them putting up this. You know, the God of the Most High, the strongest, mighty one, the Most High God. Amen. One of the reasons why I love Jesus is he is the Most High God. There is no God higher than him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. 3 and 1 and 1 and 3. Amen. We can go on over to Genesis 14. Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 24. We go over to Isaiah, chapter 14. El Shaddai, that's another one that you see a lot of people speaking of. El Shaddai, the Almighty God or All Sufficient God. Genesis 17. All sufficient, all sufficient. You know, for a lot of people who are listening right now, you may have looked back throughout this year, 2013, and said, you know, how many times that I did not have a penny to my name to feed myself, to feed my children? But yet, the all-sufficient God, who I've given my life to, Jesus Christ, has even to right now kept my belly full and I'm not starving. Amen. I know somebody out there has that testimony. You know, how many times have I lost my job and had to reapply for new ones and the rent was late and the mortgage was late and even the lights may have been turned off for a while or the gas or the electric and you look back at this year and you say to yourself, I made it through that. My Lord provided. He is all sufficient. He provides for my needs, you know. It's just we contemplate the greatness of God, and we just have to shake our head because it's just he's just so great. You know, there are so many things that we could be without right now. You know, we could be without lights and electricity and food and clothes on our back. We could be without friends and family, and we could be without ourselves. Once again, as I said earlier in the broadcast, we could be without ourselves, literally right out of our mouth, not knowing who we are. As we want to pray for all the people in the world who are suffering with amnesia, that had an accident or some type of something befell them in their life, and they may be in a coma. They may not realize that they're alive, but to them, they don't know they're alive anymore. That they're alive, but they don't know who they are. How many elderly people walk out into the street and they roam and they just keep roaming and not to be found. Or even those who are found, thank God. But they still don't know who they are. They don't know where they walk to. They don't know where they've been. If someone were to snatch them up, they wouldn't know it because they're not sound in mind. You know, and we talk about our God, Jesus, you know, the all-sufficient God, El Shaddai. You know, many of us, are we need to repent for the sin of being so selfish and so private. Literally just being babies, you know. You know, while we are fighting with our spouses and our boyfriends and girlfriends on why they didn't take me to a lobster dinner, you know, how come I didn't get that $3,000 fur coat or diamond ring, or why didn't my loved one take me on this $5,000 trip to Jamaica or the Bahamas, you know? And there are people out here that are just thankful. They are saved and they are thankful, and they recognize Jesus as El Shaddai, the all. He is the all-sufficient one for them, maybe even so more so than you may see, because for them, he's all-sufficient even when they only have a can of beans to eat for the night. And you're over here arguing about, ready to break up over a lobster dinner that you didn't get, a serving turkey. Yeah. Yahushua, Jesus, Yahweh is Savior or salvation. You know, Jesus' original name, Yahushua. We can find Jesus, Yahweh is Savior or salvation. We can go over to Matthew chapter 16 and John chapter 6, Acts chapter 2, Titus 2, 2 Peter 1. Amen. And we are just mentioning the names of God, why we love Jesus so much, because he's so many things to us. You know, he's our Lord and Master. He's our mighty one. He's our most high God. You know, he's our all-sufficient, almighty God. He's him and the Father are one. Make no mistake about it. Okay, he's the personification of the Father, but they're one. You know, he's the Holy Spirit. They're one. They're one and three, three and one. You say, well, Darren, can you explain it? It's too great to explain. I wish I could. But you just have to believe. One and three and three and one. And you may know one of the reasons why you love Jesus so much is because he is, and you may be familiar with this word, to you, he is Christos. You know, you ever heard the saying, solos Christos? You know, he's Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one to you. Amen. Matthew 16, John 1 and 20, Acts 2, Romans 6, 2 Peter 1 and Titus 2. He is the Christ. He is your Christ. He is your Messiah. He is the anointed one who anoints you, man or woman of God. Amen. He is the Savior. He is your Savior. Oh, yeah, he presents himself as Savior to the world. Yes, but only some will actually take that name and say, yes, yes, I want him. I need him. I must have him. Or else. And everybody has heard of the or else. Let me just say this. Everyone will have heard of the or else, because we know that that the second coming will not come until the gospel is preached to the whole world. And for the gospel to be preached to the whole world, everyone has to not only hear about the Savior that is able to save them, but also if they do not accept the Savior, that is the what else part. Amen. So if Christ Jesus is your Savior, amen, and you're listening right now and you're able to call in, please do. The number is 949-272-9514. Once again, that is 949-272-9514. Amen. Christ is my Lord. He's my Master. He's my Savior. He's my Savior, the one who delivers me from danger and death. How many of us this year in 2013 have been close to danger, so close to danger that we were close to death? And then here came our Savior, the one who delivered us from that danger, the one who delivered you from the death that you could have experienced, and it could have not only been physical death, but the death that you would have experienced in that relationship should you have kept on in it. That relationship that if you would have kept on in it even until and across over until this new year, that relationship would have brought you death. And Christ delivered you. Christos, alone, solos Christos. He delivered you out of that relationship because he seen the death that was coming. He seen the death that was coming. He said, I got to get my child out of this relationship now. Now. Because if I don't, it will result in his or her physical death or his or her spiritual death. It could have been a matter of just your wisdom or your knowledge. Anything that is good that being in that relationship would have caused death to. Your Savior, Jesus Christ alone, solos Christos, who rescued you, who came in the nick of time, and surely he's always right on time, and delivered you from the dangers that you did not see. And maybe you've seen them this year. And that's why you love him. That's one of the reasons why you could say, I love Jesus. Just one. If you can't think of any, and you should be able to. Lord, if you're a Christian, you should be able to think of many. But if one is just sticking out into your mind right now, because this year you were in a relationship where you were headed for death. And right now you can say, Lord, my Savior delivered me out of that relationship. I can go into the new year. I pray that I go into the new year, even if it's just an hour from now or a couple hours from now. I can go into the new year free, with freedom again. I have peace again. You know, that relationship was trying to kill and put to death my peace. So now I can go into a new year with peace again, with sound mind again. That relationship that I was in was driving me crazy. It was literally driving me. I could, if it wasn't for Solos Christos, Jesus Christ, I would be going into the new year out of my mind because of the confusion and the hell in that relationship that I was in this year. But it was my God. It was my Lord. It was my Savior, the everlasting one, the almighty one, the most high, my Lord, my master, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, El Elyon, El Shaddai. It was Solos Christos alone who delivered me. Not only just from one relationship that I was in that was bringing me that death that I didn't want, but I walked into it, but I didn't see it. But then when it seen me walk into that relationship, it started to walk after me. Then it started to chase after me, not just one relationship, but for many of you, it could have been multiple relationships this year. Where Jesus alone, Solos Christos, delivered you out of the dangers of that relationship, delivered you far away from the death that you would have seen manifest out of that relationship. It may have been tonight. It may have been tomorrow morning. It may have been the first week going into the new year. We don't know. But if that is you truly, surely, and you're listening, you can write your comment on the radio show broadcast that we put up on Facebook, or you can call in and you can tell us one of the reasons why you love Jesus in this way. One of the reasons why I love Jesus is that he delivers me. He delivers me from being the type of person that I want to be in relationships when I don't get my way or when people come against me. And, you know, our flesh rises up and we want to just, you know, we want to be all those things to get some satisfaction. You know, we want revenge. We want to get back at people, even if it's just for 1 second, you know. And Jesus delivers me not only from that relationship, delivers me from the pride and the selfishness and the murder I had in my heart. You know, how many of us were in relationships this year and we had murder in our heart against our boyfriends, our girlfriends, against our husbands, against our wives, against those we were dating and engaged, even if it's just for one night, for one day, for 1 hour, for 1 second, we thought of them other than the identity of Christ that they stand in. And we thought of them in a way that murdered that identity in our mind. And now that you say to yourself, wow, you know, I had to pray about that. I had to repent about that. And Jesus, as soon as I did that, Jesus broke into my heart, and he broke into my mind, and he changed my mind about the people that I date, about the way that I speak to my spouse, about my thoughts on relationships and being engaged, and about my neighbors who may hate me. But Jesus broke into my heart and to my mind, one of the reasons why I love him, and told me I got to love them, regardless of whether they love me or not. Because my responsibility of love does not, at the root, does not lay on them. It lays on me. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus is because, you know, there's no slack in him. There ain't no slack at all. You know, he come, you know, this is the saying out there in the streets nowadays. You know, young people, they say, I'm coming at your neck. If you're young enough to know what that means, and but some of you may be listening, say, "Well, Darren, you know that saying come and go, it's come and gone. They got a new one now." Jesus, you know, he comes at our neck, but he comes at our heart. That's what I really want to say. He comes at a heart. See, coming at your neck is the physical. And he could do that if he wanted to put you down and discipline. You know, which we know he does with his children, you know, that he loves. You know, sometimes he has to put us down physically, you know, just to get our attention. But I love Jesus not only because he disciplines us that way, but because he disciplines us more coming at our hearts because he wants to change our hearts. You see, he knows that in relationships and people in the world, they try to change us even physically. They may be so demanding that they want to change us physically to try to get to changing our hearts and our minds. One of the reasons why I love Jesus so much is because he knows, obviously, he is the author of man. Okay? He's the original designer and engineer and pioneer of man, okay? Of you know, he created man. You know, he knows that coming at our hearts is where it needs to happen, first and foremost. You know, we think back, you know, into the Old Testament, you know, where they used to say, you know, I want the laws written on my heart. You know, I see it written on stone, but I want it written on my heart now. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus Christ is because he has written his laws and his passion and his love at the root who he is, the author of love, the Father and the Holy Spirit, they have written themselves, who they are in my heart. And you want something that will drive you out of your mind? You know, then we're talking about in a good way. You know, have Jesus, have the Holy Spirit, have the Father write their laws, their name, themselves as they are the owner of you. If they are the landlord, you are the tenant. You know, they let them write themselves on your heart, their principles, their mind, their ways, their characteristics, their essence. Who they are, let them write their spirit, let them write all that, their passion, their zeal, let them write all of that on your heart, and you will literally lose it. And that's another reason why I love Jesus, is that he writes himself on our heart, but he knows that we can't contain all of who he is. We can't contain all of who the Father is, all of who the Holy Spirit is, because they are too great. But yet he caps us. He put caps on. He put, you know, like a Coca-Cola bottle. You put a cap on a Coke bottle so all that fizz doesn't come out, you know. Well, we are the Coke bottle. And the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are pouring themselves into us, the Coke bottle, and they put the cap on, okay. They put the cap on, you know, so we are, we'll be able to understand so we can, you know, contain some of who they are, because he knows that if we unloosen that cat and we just let ourselves go, then once we let ourselves go, we're no longer under the influence of God, of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit. This is why we need to walk in the Spirit. Once we let ourselves go, then we start thinking our own thoughts, and now we start looking at the world more and looking at ourselves more, and he doesn't contain us like robots, but for the fact that he is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they have written themselves, they have given us what they are, in our limited minds and limited abilities, they have given us what we need to know about them. They know that I got to give them this much. I can't give them everything. So they are so great. They have to be contained in our mortal lives. Because let me put it this way. One of the reasons why I love Jesus so much is because he knows how much of him I can take. And let me explain this. If Jesus were to illuminate your mind and your thoughts about everything that he is, you would not be able to survive. You would literally drop down to the ground and die unless he purposely wants to keep you alive while he's letting you know all of who he is. And he has the almightiness to do that as well. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are so great. We cannot fathom everything in our mortal minds. One of the things I love about Jesus is that when he says in his word, and you know, when we get to heaven and we see Jesus as he is, we will be as he is. Now, we're not going to be God, of course, ever. But we will see him as he is. In other words, there's so much more about Jesus we will see then that we can't see now. And why? Because we still have sin in our lives. We still have sin in our lives. But see, at that time, we won't have no sin. And we mentioned that it's one of the reasons why we love Jesus, one of the reasons why I love Jesus. You know, when it's all said and done and the books are open and the saved and the unsaved are separated, and those who have not accepted Jesus Christ will spend eternity in hell, and those of us who have will eternity in heaven. Wherever Jesus is heaven. That's why when Jesus walked the face of this earth, it was heaven on earth. If you didn't stop to think about that. Jesus lives in you right now. You are Christian. It's heaven on earth. Because through his spirit, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is God. He lives with you as a Christian. It's heaven on earth right now. This is why I can't understand why Christians need to be so down and the faces are tight. They don't want to smile and they don't want to act like they don't want to love. You got the Holy Spirit living within you. The Holy Spirit is God. It's heaven on earth. Living in you right now. And that's why he who is greater in me, in you as a child, as a man, a woman, a God, is greater than the world. And that's why we should never let the world weigh us down more than the heaven on earth that lives within us in the form of Yahweh's spirit, in the form of Jesus' spirit, in the form of the Father's spirit, in the form of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who is God. One of the reasons why I love Jesus so much is that even though he knows I want to know everything about him, he says, well, you know what? I can't tell you that because you can't handle it. You literally drop dead. That's how great I am. I could keep you alive and still tell you. But see, there's a reason why you don't know everything right now, and you'll see me as I am when I call you home to heaven. There's a reason. One of the reasons why I love Jesus so much is that his reason of why he does things in our lives are always perfect. Are always perfect. And for those of us who look back, for those of us who have been saved for a while and we look, you know, year to year to years past, you know, and we look back and we can see how God was working in our life and how he moved us and positioned us in places where we are in our life right now. And we look back and say, oh, well, that's what you were doing. I couldn't see it then. Well, he couldn't give it all to you then. It had been too much. And you say, wow. And you look back and you look at yourself now and you say, wow, now I see why, Lord, you did this. Why you added people in my life or took away certain people from my, moved away certain people in my life that didn't mean me any good. Or why I didn't keep that job and why I got this job. Or why I couldn't keep this house that I wanted so much, but you had me, but you moved me over here and now I can see the benefit. And for you to know, as a Christian, one of the reasons why I love Jesus so much is that the benefit is always spiritual first. The benefit is always spiritual first. Mind you, folks, okay, and for those of you who don't know, Jesus was spirit before he came in bodily form. Okay, there was a Father who was spirit, there was a Son who was spirit, and there was a Holy Spirit who was spirit. Okay, Jesus was spirit before he came in bodily form, okay, for those of you who don't know. Okay, so it's spiritual blessings. You know, we're talking about being equally yoked with Christ, equally yoked with the Holy Spirit, equally yoked with the Father, our Heavenly Father. You know, we're talking about being equally yoked in mind and speech and action. One of the reasons why I love Jesus. One of the reasons why, it's for a while now, I've been on this broadcast teaching about equally yoked and trying to get across the message of being equally yoked in Christ. You know, and I bring it in form of relationships, because this is a relationship teaching ministry. Amen. And being equally yoked, you know, we always want to bring out the fact that, hey, you know, the Bible talks about how we should not be unequally yoked and walking into, you know, intimate relationships with someone who does not know God, who is not saved. You know, but it's not just about being equally yoked as far as walking into relationships with others who are saved just like you are. But it's about being equally yoked in every day, every hour, you know, every second, whether you're at work, you're giving your boss, not cheating your boss, you know, giving him the time that he deserves as an employer, as you being an employer and him being as you being an employee and you and him being or her being an employer, giving your wife or your husband the time that they deserve as you being a spouse, giving your children the time that they deserve as you being a parent, giving Jesus the time that he deserves, the Father and the Holy Spirit, as you being the creation and they being the creator, as you being the child and they being the Father and the Master and the Lord and Spirit. That should be moving you each and every day and moving me. And this is what we want. This is another reason why I love Jesus, is that he provides an escape for us. Whether we take it or not, it's up to us. But the escape is there. And as we move and we walk into, Lord willing, 2014, we want to look upon our lives and we just want to just recognize the doors of escape. You know, maybe you're looking at your life right now and you're saying, wow, you know, 2013, you know, there's so many times where I had to, I could have walked through that door of escape, but I didn't in my relationships or whatever situation. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus is that the door's always open for escape. As men and women of God, as children of God, we never have to feel like we're in a corner and we can't get out. We can't get out the corner. Like something in this world or someone in this world has moved us into a corner, has forced us into a corner. We can't get out. Oh, yeah, we can't get out. We can't get out. We can't get out. If we pray hard enough, if you got to scream and yell hard enough, in the name of the Lord, okay? Whatever you got to do, if you got to fast, if you got to love, if you got to witness, if you got to preach, if you got to teach, whatever you got to do, there is a way. There is a way out. Starting with denying ourselves. There is a way out. It's one of the reasons why I love Jesus. If you want to call in and give your reason why you love Jesus, you know, we're hosting this special broadcast tonight, and we're talking about why I love Jesus 2014. For some people in the world, it's the New Year's already here. You know, we're hosting live on the eastern seaboard of the United States. We still have we have a little less than an hour left in tonight's broadcast. We want to thank you for those of you who have tuned in tonight, for those of you who are listening. We encourage you to call in 949-272-9514 and tell us the reason of why you love Jesus. You know, here it is. You know, we're about to walk into, Lord willing, a brand new year, 2014. You know, there's so many places where we could be right now, where we were maybe even just last year, where we shouldn't have been. You know, there's so many people that we can think of maybe right now who we may have been spending New Year's with, New Year's Eve, just last year, and they're not here right now. You know, there's so many relationships out there right now, where you may have been by yourself, and the Lord answered your prayer, and maybe right now you're married, and you're walking to, and this is your first New Year, walking into a New Year married. Or maybe it's the fact that you realize somewhere, someday, some hour in this year of 2013, that marriage wasn't for you. And that Lord, and that Jesus has really given you the gift of singleness. But you've been fighting that for so many years. And the revelation just came to you just this year. And you're going to walk into a new year, Lord willing, saying, you know what, I'm going to walk into this new year knowing that the Lord has given me the gift of singleness, and I'm happy with that, and I'm content with that, and I'm going to praise his name because of that. And I love him for letting me know that the light bulb is on. You may be walking into this new year married, and you said, Lord, I know that you gave me the gift of marriage, and now I have my Boaz, or I have my Titus. Titus 2, Proverbs 31, and you're about to walk into 2014 married. You say, well, praise God. But it's either one or the other for many of us, for all of us. Because for all of us, you're either single or you're married. So we should be able to walk into the new year praising God for either one of those things. Either praise Jesus, I love you because I know that you have given me the gift of singleness, and I'm at peace with that going into the new year. Or Jesus, I know that you have given me the gift of marriage, and thank God that I can walk into this new year with my mate. Or Jesus, I know that you have given me the gift of marriage, and I believe that as I walk into this new year, I'm going to walk right into my mate. And we're just talking about relationships right now. But there's so many reasons why we should be able to just give Jesus the glory and the honor that and the tribute that he deserves. And you know, we wait until the end of the year, you know, to try to make this special, you know. And it's supposed to be special, you know. But my whole thing is that, you know, make it special all throughout the year. You know, Jesus, you know, and you've heard this before, he's the reason for the season. But not just the Christmas and New Year season, but for all the seasons. Amen. You are listening live to the EYIC Radio Network. My name is Darren Chapman, founder of Equal Yoke in Christ Incorporated. We are thankful for those of you who have been supporting our ministry online, teaching on Christian relationships. We have over 150 broadcasts. If you don't know where the link is, you can visit our Facebook community page. It's called Love at the Root. Many people are starting to realize that and gravitate to that, and we want that because there they will find the broadcast where we teach, and some may say we even preach on the biblical education that we know that Christians need for their relationships. And that's another one of the reasons why I love Jesus, is that he gives us the right education for the right type of relationships we should be living. Amen. We're going to go to 414 area code. You are live on the air. Can you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, hello?
Yes, 414. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm fine. How are you?
Amen, amen. And who do we have the privilege of speaking to tonight?
My name is Brenda Jackson, and I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Sister Jackson from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Come on and bless us. Come on and bless us, sister. Why you like Jesus? Amen. 2014. Come on.
I love him so much because he brought me from a long way, and it was kind of funny how you was talking about relationships and marriage, and going into the new year without it. Well, as of tomorrow, me and my husband will be separated for 3 years. And at that one point when I knew that we were being separated on New Year's Day, it did tear me up. It did tear me up because for the fact that we had been together a long time. But you know what? Through it all, through the grace of God's love, he has picked me up and just gave me the baby shake syndrome. Like, I'm the one that's taking care of you. You know, I mean, I'm the one that's taking care of you. And through his grace and his mercy, through the fact that God has allowed this man to still pay my rent because I didn't have a job. And I told him, you should have did this when I was working. But then I thought, then God brought it to my attention. I didn't want you working because I wanted you to know that you could depend on me, not him. I'm the one that's making him take care of you. I'm like, okay, God. So I continue to go to church, but I continue to cry. I continue to praise God. I continue to thank him for everything that he did. Kept a roof over my head, kept food on my table, kept clothes on my back. And I kept asking, I said, Father, please, God, let me go to work. I got a job. Through all of this past year of 2013, the Lord allowed me to get my driver's license so I wouldn't have to depend on this man to take me to work. He allowed me, I'll have me a car before my birthday, which is February 7th. And then for the fact that he allowed me to know him, to study, to show myself approved. I am a daughter of the King. There's nothing that he won't do for me.
There you go. Praise his name.
He won't do for somebody
else.
I love him so much. He put me in a Jewish home where I could take care of his people. I know I'm a black Hebrew Israelite. Can't nobody tell me that I'm not. Because every time I read the first five books of the Bible, they're talking about me. Can nobody come over here with chains on their necks and chains on their feet for my people? They talking about us. I'm a black Hebrew Israelite. I started thanking God so much for all his grace and his mercy. I love him so much. I tell people, it ain't about you. It's about him. It
That's
ain't
right.
about me. It's
That's
about
right.
him. So
That's
whatever
right.
he tell me to do, and you know what? Ever since when I hear God, and I know I do, every time I do whatever he tell me to do, it prospers.
Yeah.
It grows, and I am so grateful. I'm so thankful for his grace and his mercy. I'm thankful for the fact that you have this radio ministry that we could call in and talk about how good God been us, because we got a right to brag about how God
I know that's right.
We got a right to brag, and I don't mind. I'm not ashamed.
Right.
I don't mind telling God how good he is.
That's
I don't mind. I love him. I love him
with
all my heart. I love
That's
him
right.
because I know it's about him. Everything
That's
I
right.
got is because of him. Every
That's
every
right.
fiber of my being is because of him.
That's right.
And I love
That's
him.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
I
and
love
you know
him.
What? We want to thank. You know, one of the reasons why I love Jesus is because everything that I want that I didn't get because he know I shouldn't have had, he didn't let me have
right.
it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right. All right. Because we want it, that on me, he going to give it to us. He'll tell you,
Amen.
No, daughter, you ain't ready for that yet. You ain't ready
and that's
for that
love
yet,
at
but
the
I give you something else. Right. That's what
that's
I'm saying.
That's love at the root
it's
right
tough
there.
Love. That's tough
that's
love.
Right.
Because
that's
when
right.
we want it, when we want it, we don't get it, what are we going to do? We're going to pout. We're
going
to complain. And people should have to realize and understand complaining is a sin. You got to stop complaining about stuff that is not under your control.
Yes,
come
indeed.
On now.
The Bible says be content with what you have. It says anything that is not faith, that it is sin. Amen.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
I'm telling you, I am so grateful. I am so thankful. And then I got to tell you this testimony now. Because I've been taking care of the family that I've been taking care of, I had the privilege of taking care of the mother and the father. The father passed away about 3 months ago now, but I'm still taking care of the mother. And I do 24-hour living services, so I take care of the elderly. And I love it because the Bible says we're supposed to take care of the elderly and the widow. That's where I'm taking care of the elderly and I'm taking
Come
care
on.
Of the widow. So
That's
I praise
right.
God for that. These people, I love these people very, very much. They came over, the daughter came over today to give me a Christmas present. Now, with Jewish people, we don't do pagan holidays. We don't do that. This woman came over and gave me a present from her sister. I opened it up there, $150 in a box, and telling me how much they love me. I didn't expect that. I'm like, ooh.
Look at that blessing. Boy, I tell people, when you show love at the root, you get love at the root. Okay?
Oh,
because
my God.
Let me tell you something. Biblical love knows biblical love. Amen?
I know, and I just, and look, crying my butt up. I was crying my butt. And then, and tell you this, people, when every time you get a blessing like that, I'm going to be paying my tithes off of that. Pay your tithes off your blessing.
There you go.
Don't be holding it. And then go ahead on and spend it. Because pay your tithes off that blessing. I don't care if it's a nickel and a nail. Watch how it come back 100-fold for you. I'm going to pay my tithes off of that. That's going to go along with my other tithes when I get my check. You give God back what he gives you.
Amen. One of the reasons why I love Jesus is because, you know, he humbles us.
Yes.
You know, and whether we want to be humbled or not, or whether we like it or not, he humbles us. And, you know, and when you get that big blessing, you know, he humbles you. You say, you know what, and you could do a lot of things with that money. You know, but let me tell you what you're going to do. Let me tell you what you should do, and let me tell you what's going to happen once you do it. And it's just going to be blessing out of blessing out of blessing, this is what you get when you bless. You get blessed. This is what you get when you sow. You get blessed. You know, this is what you get when you love at the when you get love at the root, at the biblical root, Jesus' heart. Mm-hmm. You get love and you get blessed. I mean, we could just keep going down the block of why we love Jesus and just keep it right there at the blessings and at love.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. And another reason why I love him so much, because he allows us to come to him and ask him in his name for the things that we need. We may not get it right away, but it's in the works. It's in God's own timing. But for the fact that we came to his son first instead of trying to figure stuff out for ourselves and start to say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. No, I'm not. I'm going to do what God tell me to do. Because whenever when I say, okay, Father, I got this $150, but I know I need to pay my tithe, but what you want me to do with it? And see, that's the answer I'm getting ready to wait for is what he want me to do with it, or the things that, because he know my heart, and so whatever he tell me to do, I gotta do it. Because I didn't see too many of his blessings come forth in my life. So why should I stop there because he gave me this, and then I'll turn around and say, okay, I got what I want now. I'll talk to you later when I need something else. The devil is a lie. I'm going to try to talk to you every chance I get.
Amen. The devil is a lie. That's right. That's right. Let me tell you something. Sister Jackson, I just want to thank God for you just calling in and just sharing this testimony of why I love Jesus 2014. You know, for those of you who are listening, I know we had another caller on the line while you were giving your testimony. And, you know, caller, if you want to just ring on in as well. We still have about a good another maybe a half hour into the broadcast. The number is 949-272-9514. Sister Jackson, let me tell you something. I don't know who could not love the testimony that you have just given. I don't know. You know, if the unsaved is listening to your testimony, I don't know how they could not see the seed of love that was just coming out of your heart. That they just could not grab that seed in the name of Jesus and see that seed as Jesus in love that you were expressing for him and move off of that seed. And this is the prayer that I pray, that either right now live or by archive, someone has grabbed the seed of Christ through the love that they have heard come through your mouth, come from your heart. In the name of Jesus, and they will respond to that seed in faith, and salvation will come to their life, and they will be equally yoked in Jesus, and then they can go forward to the four corners of the earth witnessing why they love Jesus Christ as well in his name for his glory. Sister Jackson, thank you for calling. God bless you, sister.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. All right. There we go. There we go. There's still a little bit more time to call in. For those of us who are still waiting, it is for the new year to come in right now on my clock. It's 8:26. This is New Year's Eve, special broadcast on the EYC Radio Network. If you're not familiar with our ministry online, yes, we are on Facebook, our community page that brings forth the Christian ministry about relationships with God, relationships with each other. It's called Love at the Root. You may want to go on over there and like that. Not only just throw the thumb up as far as like, but we know that you will like the word that you hear when you tap into the broadcast, the archive radio broadcast that we have been bringing Facebook and Twitter and so on for a little over 2 years, 2.5 years now, I believe, Facebook and Twitter. By way of Blog Talk Radio on Christian relationships, over 150 topics on about Christian relationships, about relationships with each other, about relationships with God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, boy, I tell you, Sister Jackson, I'm still just overwhelmed about her testimony tonight. Thank God for her calling in and giving that. You know, we were mentioning some of the titles of our Lord and Savior, for those of us who were saved, of Jesus earlier in the first hour of the broadcast. And, you know, I just want to just continue down that block of why I love Jesus. You know, talking about his nature. Why I love Jesus, because of the nature that he has. He is the chief cornerstone. Amen. He is the cornerstone of the building of which is his church, and we are the church. Amen. Us children of God. He is the firstborn over all creation. Why I love Jesus. Not the first thing God created, as some type of false claim. You know, that a lot of people say, you know, let me tell you something. This meaning is that Christ occupies the rank and the preeminence of the firstborn over all things. And, you know, he's the firstborn over all creation. You know, some people want to come out and say, well, you know, it's that Big Bang thing that started, and that's what started everything, you know. You know, they don't want to give it up to God, you know. But let me tell you something. You know, Jesus is going to make sure that every believer of the Big Bang, that every believer that man came from ape, that every believer that it was the Ice Age and all the dinosaurs died and we just evoluted some. You know, there was evolution somehow. We just popped in, and here we are, mankind. Jesus is going to bring every knee down to the ground, to bow before him, all right? Every knee will bow to the name of Jesus Christ, and then all of humanity will know. Well, at least the unsaved, because us Christians already know this. But all humanity will know that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he is God. He is the firstborn over all creation. You know, he sustains the most exalted rank in the universe. There is no other name in the universe that ranks the name of Jesus. He is preeminent above all things. He is head of all things. Amen. Amen. One of the reasons why I love Jesus is he's the head of the church. And thank God he's the head of the church and not the Pope and not the president, you know, not my pastor. You know, we love him. But thank God they are not the head of the church. Thank God. Boy, you talk about loving Jesus. Thank God, Jesus, that none of us are the head of the church, that there is no denomination, you know, there is no religion, there is no animal, that there's only you, Jesus. That is head of the church that brings us the religion of Christianity. You know, people say, well, you know, I hear a lot of saints saying this. You know, I don't, it's not about religion, it's about relationships. Well, you know, you need to read the Bible a little bit more, you know, because Paul, you know, Paul in the Bible, you know, he speaks of the religion that we should be sharing, and that is Christianity. Amen. But I know what most people say, you know, when they say that. It's not about religion. You know, in other words, it's relationship first, not religion. You know, it's not these other religions other than Christianity that we should be gravitating to, but the word and the education that Christianity upholds, the religion of Christianity upholds, the education and the word and the Bible that is taught to us, that as we study it and read it, and we say yes to the Romans road of how we come to the cross in Jesus Christ. So we want to just give thanks for our love in Christ that he has provided us. And Christianity is a religion, that he has provided us with the religion, the education of the religion that we witness. Because, you know, we just don't say, well, you know, I'm witnessing myself as a Christian. You know, that's one of the things we say, but we also say, hey, you know, it's not Buddha. You know, it's not the Mormons, or it's not this. It's not all of these. It's not the Church of Scientology. It's Christianity. It's not the Muslims. It's not the Latter Day Saints. It's Christianity, and that is just another title of all the religions in the world. Amen. So even though, yes, relationship is first, we do not want to deny the religion that we witness, the education that comes along to let people know about the religion of all the religions that we know the world should be linked to, that will lead them to the cross through the education, the Bible, that supports the religion that we claim, Christianity. And all of that, Jesus is head over. Let's go to 769 area code. You are live on the EYC Radio Network. Can you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Frankie Crowley from Jackson, Mississippi.
And Sister Crowley, how are you, Sister Crowley?
I'm blessed. How are you, Brother Darren?
I am good. I am good. I am good. Good to hear your voice. We have
yes,
about
sir.
20 minutes left or so in the broadcast, and I just want you to come on and bless us on out the door if you can.
I don't know if I can talk 20 minutes worth, but well, yeah.
I know God has been so good to you this year.
He has.
20 minutes should be. You should be seeing Darren. 20 minutes is that's all I got. Is 20 minutes?
Wow.
Is all that you've done for me this year, this week? Is that all I got? Is 20 minutes?
I
you
see
be
you.
Mad at me because I'm saying all you got.
I know,
is
isn't that
minutes.
Something? Yes, truly, he truly has been good to me. Oh, my God, he is, I have found him this year to be my rock. Oh, he is my salvation. He is my strong tower. That
yes.
I know, and he's the one I know that I can trust. He has been my way out of no way. You know, nobody knows. In the last 3 years, the hell I've seen, I've gone through the storm and I've gone through the rain, but God has kept me. He has kept my children. I mean, he has been my protector, and that's why I just love him so much. I love him so much because he gave his very life for me. He loved me just that much. That he saw me before I was even entered into my mother's womb, and he saw the things that I would go through. He saw the difficulties in my life, and but yet he left his throne in glory, and he came down to die for a wretch like me. And so I do have a reason to praise him. Last year, I don't even know where to start with all the things that I have gone through. I mean, when I say a 3-year storm, I have been through a storm. You know, last year, me and my children went all year long without air, I mean, without heat in the wintertime. You know, but God sustained us. You know, then practically all the summer, we had no heat, no air, but he sustained us. You know, he kept us. I even lost money on a company that came in to fix my air conditioning unit, you know, lost money. But God kept us. He sent somebody else my way, you know, and found favor in me. And they came and fixed it for nothing, you know. And so the rest of the summer we were able to be in cool air. That's just how good God has been. He has been my way out of no way. Yes. And I just bless his holy name. You know, I just thank the Lord how the psalmist said, you know, I would have fainted. I would have fainted, except I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And he has allowed me to see his goodness, and he has allowed me to see his grace and his mercy. So that's why I praise him. Oh, my God, I praise him the way I do, you know. Oh, my God, you know, when I'm in church, I'm just all over the place, you know, and people can't understand it when I give my testimony and they hear all the things I'm going through and, you know, losing a car and almost losing my home and all the things. But then they see me praising God because God has been good to me through it all. Brother Darren, he has been good to me.
I
mean, I could go on and on about all that he has done, you know, and how he has kept me. And my husband died in 07, and so it's just been me and the children and struggling alone. And I've been lonely and wanted a relationship, but I asked God to keep me from someone running over me and someone mistreating me and using me. You know, and I know that that's what God is doing. You know, people say to me all the time, you mean nobody is in your life? No man has approached you? And I said, no, because I believe that God is keeping me, and he is preparing. He is preparing that man that will love me the way Christ loves the church. And, you know, because that's what I asked him for. I said, I don't want anybody in my life. I want a man to love me the way you love the church, that he will love you first, you know, and love my children as they're his own, you know. And I believe that when he loves the Lord with his whole heart, you know, when he has sold out to Jesus, then he's going to love me that way. You know, he's going to love me unconditionally. Even in my mess, he's going to love me, you know. And so I thank God for what he is doing for me.
That's one of the reasons why goodness. I love Jesus because he has somebody out there that can love me while I'm in my mess.
That's it. You know, even with all my faults, whatever my faults are, he can love. He can still love me, you know, and help to, you know, take me to a higher level in Christ. That, you know, I don't want just somebody in my life just to be there, but I want to grow spiritually with him. You know, so that we can raise my children in the fear of the Lord. You know, my children know the Lord, but I want someone that is going to continue to pattern a life, set a life, a Christ-like life for them to pattern their lives after. I have one son, and he needs that male figure in his life, a man that really loves the Lord, that will not bow down to Baal. My son needs to see that, because that's all that we see in this world today, all these troubles and, you know, all this stuff that's out there waiting on our young men, you know, but to have a man that will show him the way to walk in the right way, walk in a godly way and not connect himself with the wrong people. You know, I know that God has that man out there
for me.
So I bless the Lord for that, you know, and I thank him, you know, when I didn't know how I would feed my family, didn't know where the next meal would come from. God always prepared a table for me, and I just thank him. Oh my God, you just don't know.
Yes.
You know, you just don't know what he has done in my life. And so I just bless him, and I look forward to just going higher in 2014. You know, I'm looking for what God is going to do in 2014.
One of the reasons why I love Jesus, one of the reasons why I love Jesus is for when I hear testimonies like what Sister Jackson gave tonight and what you're giving right now.
Yes.
That's one more reason why I love Jesus. Amen.
Yes, amen to that. Amen. So all we have to do is take courage in the Lord and know that he is our strength. You know, he is our strong power. You know, no matter what the enemy sets up for us, God is with us. And, you know, those weapons that they're trying to shoot at us, they can't even touch us. And that's what
that's
I thank
right.
God for, that he does not let them harm me, whatever it is. You know, no matter what I'm going through on my job, you know, I work myself to death on my job. I'm grateful to have a job. And so when I go working for the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
When people come to me, they say, I've never met anybody like you. I say, because my life is for the Lord. Everything I do on my job is to bring glory to him.
Yeah.
And then here the devil set up a new manager that came in and tried to destroy that in me, you know, tried to tear me down, gave me the worst eval that I had ever had in 20 years, you know. If I had not known who I work for, who I'm truly working for, it would have destroyed me, you know. But it can't destroy me, because I know that God has the final say-so, and
right.
I know that his reward is greater than anything that man can give me.
That's right.
You know,
that's
so I bless him. I bless him for that.
That's
and
right.
He helps
that's
me to keep a smile no matter what's going on in my life, you know,
amen.
So that I can be a testimony. Because all these trials that we go through, that's why I love God. The trials that I go through, they're just not for me. They're for somebody else. You know, for somebody else that's going through a situation that thinks that they can't make it. But when they see me, when they hear my testimony, they know that they can make it. They know that God is able. You know, he is more than able, you know, to keep us and to sustain us and to pull us out of the muck and mire. You know, they'll know. And that's why I praise him the way I do. So that people can see the God in me, you know, because it's all about him, and it's all my life is to bring him glory.
That's right.
Bring him
that's
glory.
Right.
So I love
that's
him.
Right.
I love him. I'll shout it from the mountaintop how much I love the Lord.
<That's>
oh,
right,
yes,
Sister
I do.
Frankie, that's right.
Amen.
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 What's his name?
Could you just bless us and just give us a word of prayer? Let the Lord lead you to a word of prayer as we try to close on out here. In this broadcast tonight, Why I Love Jesus 2014. Could you do that for us, please?
Amen, amen. Eternal God, our Father, we come at this hour, Lord, to thank you because you are our Jehovah Jireh. Lord God, we thank you for being our mighty provider. God, we thank you, God, because you are a banner over us. And Lord God, because you are forever faithful, we just bless your holy name, God. Lord God, we know that there are many that are going through struggles and strains, dear God. Don't know how they will make ends meet, but dear God, we know that you are our end maker, God. You are our way maker, dear God. You are our way when there seems to be no way. And Lord, we bless your holy name, God. And Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells within us, God, that leads us and directs us, dear God. And we ask that you help us, dear God, to keep our mind stayed on you. Lord God, when trouble is going on in our lives, when we can't see our way, oh Lord God, when hellhounds are on our back, Lord God, we ask that we not look to the situation, but we look to the hill from whence cometh our help, dear Lord God.
Yeah.
You said that if we would just keep our minds on you, Lord God, that you would keep us in perfect peace. And I thank you right now for perfect peace right now, Lord God. Well, Lord God, we thank you, God, for every relationship right now, God, whether it seems good or bad right now. In our sight, Lord God, we know that you are able to turn around every broken situation, God. We know that you are able to mend right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you just be with us right now, God. We thank you for Brother Darren and dear God, for how he tries to bring us to the light and show us how to be equally yoked with you, dear God. And we thank you for that right now, Lord. Oh, Lord God, that we may draw closer to you. Lord God, we just desire to be in your presence, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. And we just bless your holy name, God. Oh, Lord God, as we go through 2014, dear God, we ask that you help us to continue to look to you, Lord God. There is none like you, God, in the heavens nor in the earth, God. And we just bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and we just praise you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, because
Hallelujah.
You are our King of kings, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our way maker. You are our all in all, God.
Yes.
We thank you right now, God. We bless your holy name, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we could not thank you enough for who you are right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that you sit high and you look low, dear God. Oh, your eyes are forever on the righteous, Lord, and we bless your holy name, God. We thank you, Lord God, that even when the enemy comes up against us, Lord, you raise up a standard against him, Lord God, and we bless your holy name. Oh, we bless you, God. Oh, Lord God, and we give you the praise, Lord God, and we just ask that whatever it is that we're going through, whether it's death, heartache, pain, Lord God, that you would be our comfort and that you will continue to be our guide. Lord, we love you and adore you, for it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for calling.
God bless you, Brother
Darren. Thank you for that prayer, and Happy New Year to you.
Amen.
And,
thank you.
I need to talk to you about getting you over here on our prayer ministry. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
God bless you, sister. I will talk
all
to
right,
you.
All right, you too. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Sister Frank. Praying sister right there. Lord Jesus. You are listening to the EYC Radio Network. We are bringing you, and we're about to wrap up the broadcast tonight on Why I Love Jesus 2014. For those of you who will be listening by archive, we just pray right now, at this moment, wherever you are safe within the bosom of God, and that you will be safe going into the new year. The new year has already came about. Then we just want to say, hey, you know, here's another reason why I need to just say I love Jesus. I'm already in the new year. We're in my time zone, and may I see many more so that I can continue on to do the work that needs to be done in the kingdom here on earth. For those of us who are waiting still for that midnight hour to come, continue to keep on praying. For those who love you, for those who hate you, for your friends, for your enemies, for family, just keep on praying that for those who are out there and you may have some indication that they don't believe that anyone is praying for them or anyone loves them, call them up. You know, if they're on the internet, send them a message. You know, I'm praying for you. You know, I'm praying for you as we're. You know, 12 midnight hasn't come yet, but I'm praying for you as we go into this new year that the Lord will be with you and be with you throughout it, and that you will have a long life in Jesus walking this earth. You know, I want to say something for all of you on the internet who are Christians and you're feuding right now, whether it's over ministry, whether it's over personal relationship. You haven't spoken to each other in a long time. You have like friends on Facebook, Twitter, you know, and they love each other. They strive to love each other at the root, but for some reason, you both are not. You know, it's time to give up the beefs. You know, it's bad enough that we have beef with God because we still have sin within our lives. But we don't need more of what is unrighteous in our lives. And we know what the Bible says about unforgiving hearts. So, you know, this message is for those of you who are Christian and you're on the internet and you know, you've done the blocking thing and you know, and all the rest of that. And you may have downed each other's ministries in public in front of other Christians, you know, and other people are watching this, and will they really see the love? Will they really see the salt and light? You believe you're doing the right thing. You know, you believe that you're exposing someone who said that they were Christian, but now you don't believe that they are. You know, and my question to you is, would you put your life on that? Would you lay your life down on the fact that you know whether someone is truly saved or not? Because you know the old saying, you know, when we get to heaven, there's probably going to be a lot of people there that we didn't expect to be there, okay? But at the end of the day, here's where it is. Love at the root. You know, how can we minister online, going into the new year, another year, still hating, still not even wanting to. The Bible says, you know, at the very least be kind to each other, be able to get along with each other. You know, you may not be the best of friends, but how can you continue to minister online and ignore each other, hate each other, and still backstab each other and talk about each other and all these things? You know, these online wars that are going on between Christians because of this spout or that spat or whatever, that, you know, the relationship broke apart, ministry, personally, whatever. It's time to stop it. You know, it's time to be able to come together and show the world, you know, to give a testimony, another reason of why you both love Jesus is because he reconciles us to him. Amen. Amen. He is the one that can reconcile the world from their sin to him. You know, he will judge us for sin, righteousness, and judgment. You know, and we want that conviction. You know, we want that conviction. Look into Jesus and be able, Lord, give me, it's becoming too easy to hate my brothers and sisters. It's becoming too easy to pawn off my brothers and sisters, others who proclaim the name, your name, who proclaim they are born again, your name. And I know that there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing out there. But for those of you who are really born again, legitimately saved Christians, you know, it's time to stop these spats online. And I'm saying this because I know that it's going on out there. You know, I've been ministering online since 2003, folks. You know, it's a little while, you know, and I know that people have good intentions, you know, but you really have to be able to show love at the group. And the house of judgment starts with the church first. Don't stand in judgment for lack of love for someone who you are going to spend eternity with, that other brother or sister in Jesus. You're not any more saved than they are, and they're not any more saved than you. And the Bible says, just like your righteousness is like filthy rags, so is mine and so is theirs. But we're all Christians. We're all children of God. Let's stop the feuds online. There's so many feuds going on in the church inside the brick-and-mortar church, and we come online and we bring the same feuds between Christians online. Is there anywhere that we can go in this world where Christians cannot feud and build a church of more divide against each other than it already is? And this is my prayer for the saints, that we all truly become equally yoked in Christ, in mind, in speech, and in action. And my prayer for the unsaved, this is my prayer, that you understand that Jesus is God in human form, John 1, that he is God. He came to earth as a human being, John 1, and that the Bible declares that every human being that has ever lived has sinned, and you have sinned, Ecclesiastes 7, and you need to do something about that sin. And what do you need to do? You need to turn to Jesus, because your sin will bring judgment upon your life in John 3. And God is perfectly, perfectly just, punish you and send you to hell because of the sin that you have. And that Jesus saves. And that you are, if you're listening to this archive right now, and you know, tomorrow's not promised to anyone. And so many people are in hell right now because they believe they had one more hour, one more day, one more new year to get it right with God, but they didn't make it. Because we have sinned against the infinite God, we need the Savior, the perfect Lamb, who died in our place. That person is Jesus Christ. God sacrificed him on your behalf, on the world's behalf, paying the infinite and eternal in 2 Corinthians 5 and 1 John 2. And Jesus took the punishment. He took the punishment that you deserve in order to say that, you know, you don't have to spend a life You don't have to spend a life here on earth feeling like it's hell and in hell for eternity. Come to me. Repent. Confess your sins to me. Believe in me. There's someone to receive. And his name is Jesus. There's someone to believe. And his name is Jesus. He laid down his life for you. John 15:13. Jesus saves all who will receive his gift of salvation. Receive it today. The only prayer that God hears from the unsaved is the prayer of repentance and coming to salvation in Christ. That's the only prayer that he's going to hear. It's the prayer of you crying out to Jesus, giving your life to him, your soul to him. Jesus saves all those who fully trust in his sacrifice, trust that he can save you, that he has the ability to save you because he is God, he is Savior, he is Lord. And then once you give your life to him, he becomes your master, your king, your God, your Savior, that you will praise for eternity like all the other saints in the world, like all the other Christians. Jesus saves all those who fully trust in his sacrifice alone as the payment for sin, John 3 and Acts 16. And Jesus' sacrifice, none of And it is Jesus' sacrifice. Jesus' sacrifice is the only sacrifice that is sufficient to pay for your sins and the sins of all humanity. Jesus is the only one who saves. Jesus only saves those who personally receive him as their Lord and Savior. And I pray that if you're unsaved right now and you have not done that, if you personally receive him, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, he will save you. Call out to him. Put him to the test, and you'll see that he's ready to save you right now, this very moment. And I pray that that you will go into the new year as a Christian, as a child of God. And if you made that decision, you can always reach out to me, and I will just express my joy and thanks, and let's fellowship together in the family of God, not only here online, but if you are close by and I can actually come to see you, I would love just to shake your hand, to hug you, and just to pray with you if I could do that as well. Reach out to me if you make a decision today. God bless you. Thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast, Why I Love Jesus 2014. Happy New Year to you all. God bless you.